Okay, guys, thank you so much. We've got another section with another fantastic supporter. You'll know Chef Josh. Josh, I'll let you introduce yourself. You're a long-time supporter of Villa and also the podcast, and you've been on our podcast before. How are we, mate?
Yeah, good. So, yeah, as you all know from groups and probably my weekly questions, I'm Josh Donachy, former Hull tender, moved over to Sydney, and yeah, I'm able to watch the games a lot easier than over here than back home, unless I was at the ground. So, yeah, it's good. Loving life as a Villa fan at the moment.
Absolutely. And for a lot of Villa fans who've moved over from different parts of the world, especially the UK, it used to be on Fox Sports. It's now on Optus Sports. So if you're an Optus subscriber, you get it. I think you get it relatively cheap. I don't even check my bills, mate. So, yeah, it is. It's really weird in the UK that you can barely watch a game. I just think it's counterproductive because you're still going to get people going. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that on the other side of the world, it's easier to watch Villa. And, you know, what a joy it is to watch us this season under Emery and how we're performing as a team. It just feels, I don't know, I don't think in my lifetime I've seen a Villa team like it at the moment. It just feels like we're never going to lose. And even when we do lose, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen again. It's strange. It's amazing.
Yeah, we lose to Forest. I think everyone expected us to win, not to lose at least. And it just seemed a really flat performance, which is understandable considering we're still getting used to Europe on Fridays and obviously then the Sunday games. So that was a flat result. And then last night, well, we beat AZ last Friday, and I thought we were pretty good there, not great. And then we completely dominated Fulham last night.
Yeah, it was amazing watching both games, you know, against AZ. I think we were unlucky with the first goal that got disallowed. I think, you know, VAR sometimes is ruining it a little bit. But, you know, we got our heads down. Even when we went 1-0 down, I knew we was going to carry on and win. And then yesterday's performance, you know, incredible. I don't think there's a bad player on the pitch. And it was really nice to see after some of the press, Tielemans having a cracker of a game. And, you know, he really cemented his part for, I want to be in this 11. You know, it's taken his time, but a great game for him midweek. And then again yesterday, I thought he was superb alongside McGinn, Dougie and Kamara in the middle.
I'm so happy you said that because I really thought Tielemans was going to be a brilliant asset for us. And we're only a third of the way through the season. And his last week of football, I think there was a lot of false representation in the press about him wanting to go to another club and cracking it. The gaffer said that he's, you know, going really hard at training. And, you know, the last couple starts have been indicative of that. So, you know, you sometimes just don't read the press.
Yeah. And I think being a Villa fan, we all get sort of sucked into that press, or they hate us, or this is happening. And, you know, it's really great to see Yuri pull through. And, you know, he was a key player yesterday, and I can see him being a key player for the rest of the season, you know. And then having Bailey come on as like that impact sub, it just tore Fulham apart. And, you know, it's just really great watching us. It's ambition. I think it's been hard. You know, we had the Doug Ellis years and Randy Lerner, then Dr. Tony, then seeing what the new guys are doing. And then especially under Emery, I don't think we've had a manager with that pedigree. I know we've won the European Cup and we won other cups, but his pedigree, we've never had a manager like him.
No. And look, the amazing thing is that we're always going to be doubted at the moment. Well, not always. We're going to be doubted at the moment until we prove ourselves. And that's kind of fair enough. People like the status quo. But the football world is definitely changing. And right now, as we speak, based on, you know, the last game of the Monday morning was a 4-4. Absolute amazing game, like a freaky game, Man City and Chelsea. And that puts us goal difference and 3 points off top of the table.
Yeah, which is amazing. You know, imagine if we actually won last week, where we'd be. But you know, yeah, it's a long old season. And I think it was yourself that predicted we'd be top four. And, you know, there's that famous saying, do you want to bet against us?
Yeah, one of my favourite ever quotes of any sports Gaffer or coach. And look, I just think it's a season to take it. You know, Tottenham's had a couple of blips. Arsenal had a blip. Liverpool, everyone's raving. They're only one or two in. Their depth is not what it was. So their best 11 can beat anyone. They get a couple injuries as well. You know, they've got some players who can't score. So, you know, we've got depth now. I know that we lost Mings and I know Marino's been out, but Marino's fit now and can't get in the team. So who would have that?
I think, well, that's the thing. I think Luka Dean's put up a fight and, you know, he hasn't gone and done a Matty Target and just thrown his dummy out the pram. But he, you know, he's got his head down. And to be honest, he's bit. I think he's kind of been like a bit of a shock for me this season. Not a bad way, because there's always a great player in there. You know, you don't get into the France national squad and you don't have play for the clubs that he's played for. And, you know, it's just like that willingness from all of the players now. You know, so many people were writing off Matty Cash this season. And he's been absolutely incredible. And I love watching Boubacar Kamara just slot into that like little right-back role as soon as like Cash is bombing forward. And everyone just seems to want to score as well. It's like that they're not shy of shooting.
No.
And it really is a joy to watch. You know, look at this time last year, and say a couple of months before that, when we were watching Gerrard, and I just remember watching the game. I think it was Palace away. I think we went 1-0 up, and then ended up losing 3-1, and it was probably one of the worst games of football I've seen. And Villa now under Emery and these players, you know, Douglas Luiz wasn't getting a look in, and you look at him now, everyone wants him. He's absolutely world class. It's unreal.
And the great, you know, like the players can drift in and out a little bit. Like Luiz in the first half wasn't as influential. I thought, you know, Tielemans really took control with Dean, and then obviously the captain scores a goal that he normally scores for Scotland, which we've all been crying out for. So just some really exciting times.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, even though I've got an English accent, all my family is Scottish. So it's been great to see John McGinn get on the score sheet for Villa and like scoring a goal that he has done for Scotland. And, you know, Scotland have been incredible this year and everyone kind of writes us off. And it's kind of like Villa. And I kind of like being like a sleeping giant. It's just going to happen. And then people are just so, I don't know, they kind of want to write us off because everyone talks about Newcastle because they've got this money. And then they forget that we've got money, we've got debt, we've got stuff that we can do.
Yeah, we've got money. And we are in the top echelon of owners in terms of money. Newcastle's money is astronomical. We all agree that eventually it's going to pay dividends if it's managed well. Man City aren't going anywhere. Obviously, you know, Arsenal, Tottenham, you got to watch out for the Chelsea coming back through with younger players, even though they've spent billions. But this is our time. Like, I don't want to keep going on about teams like Leicester, but there's got to be a time where you take your opportunities. Like, what I'm really not liking is when people go, oh, we can build for next year and we can build for the year after. You can only play the season you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Build for now, and then anything else is a bonus. And you know, I think with the kind of football we're playing and the squad we got, it's attractive to come to. You know, I if I was a professional footballer now and like Villa come looking at me, I'd be like jumping at a chance to work with someone like Emery. I think it was like Carragher said yesterday, is Emery the third best manager in the Premiership? It's like without a shadow of a doubt. If you know, there's been Klopp, there's Guardiola, they've always had teams that they've gone into. In my opinion, I think Emery's better for what he's actually done with us.
Yeah, I was actually when I was reading and hearing about the third best. I don't know how we can judge it. You know, like you know, Guardiola is absolutely sensational, but could he come and coach a lower team with less resources? You just don't know. It's one of those questions you can't answer.
Yeah, because it's never going to happen. I don't think.
No, but so like any sport, you know, you could say. You know, is Bill Belichick the greatest NFL coach? Well, without Brady, he's not winning at all. It's just one of those things you can't really define.
Yeah.
You know, if you saw someone bring a club up from the lower levels and they did it again and again, you'd say, wow, this is the greatest gaffer of all time. So, yeah, I don't know really how you qualify or quantify any of those kind of things.
Yeah, it, But yeah, again, it's just pundits and paper talk and stuff. And, you know, I like that we're kind of a bit under the radar, because when we do perform and when we hit this top four this year, people are going to be like, well, we never saw that coming.
I just don't get it. It was the same as Newcastle last year. Newcastle, I honestly, you know, partway through that year, I'm always someone that says, if you're in a position, take it. And when everyone kept saying that Newcastle would drop off last year, I'm like, well, why? I mean, they did. Don't get me wrong. They did stumble towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's there to be taken. It's going to get to a certain point in this year. It's going to get to one point in the year that we're going to be either top or equal top. I know it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then people will ask the question. And my answer will be this. You're there for a reason. How many games are we in now? 12?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Pretty good indicator. You know, you're almost a third of the way through the season, Josh. And the style that we play is going to score goals. What, 13 home wins in a row? First time in 40 years. We've started off the season with 6 home wins, plus 18 goal difference. To be a fan at the moment at the grounds, whether you're Holt End or any of the stands,
yeah,
the noise last night was as loud as I've heard Villa Park in many, many years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, we always say we've got the 12th man, and it really comes through at the moment. And, you know, we're just watching it from TV, but you can, how many times you hear every week we follow, it's like, it's so loud and it's ringing. It's a fortress again. And it's a place where if you're any other team, you're not going to want to come to Villa Park. And do you know what? We've got Man City next game at home. I can see us doing them.
I actually can. And you're one of our many sections for this week's international break. And we really appreciate you coming on. But I really think they could score 2, we can score 3. I think that's Villa's at home, a very different beast to what we've been in many years. And Haaland, he only needs a few touches. We know that. But I think we've got the right players to actually counter him. And they've got goal scorers, but they're not in fantastic form at the moment. This is the time to take them.
Yeah, and like that thing, it's like, I think our next game's what, Tottenham, Man City. You know, these are the games we've got to be looking at winning. Tottenham got a few players out. They play a high line, as do we. We've got fast players, so have they. You know, it's really fun. And, you know, you see games like, yes, a 4-4. You see some crazy results recently that no one would have predicted. I think it's this year, it's sort of anyone's for the taking as well.
I really do think so, mate, honestly. I haven't got a ladder in front of me. I think we're 4 points clear in fifth at the moment. On the coefficient, it does look like the fifth spot will at least be a qualifier into the Champions League.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's absolutely no reason, and I know I've been harping on about it, and I'm normally a glass half empty guy, mate, but I look at this team, I believe now, the next few weeks, if we can at least hold our own, not lose ground to the teams around us,
yeah,
we're going to get a couple more additions in January. And everyone's going to think defence, but I could see us strengthening the midfield.
Yeah, and have it so dominant. Just looking at the table now, we're fifth on 25 points. Man City are top on 28. Man City's goal difference is 20. You got Liverpool 17, Arsenal 16. Tottenham 9 and Villa on 12. Yeah. You know, and you put into the factor that we lost first game of the season 5-1.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. And after watching that game, I was like, oh God, have I hyped this too much? But, you know, Alex Ferguson sort of said, oh, Villa still played well. Watch out for these. And I was like, was he watching the same game as me? Obviously, he knows a lot better than me, but, you know, We've come back fighting, and we're scary, and it's really incredible. And, you know, what a time to be a Villa fan.
No, we'll finish this section with you. Really appreciate you coming on and your support of the podcast. But mate, right now, no, you cannot do a test. You have to give a straight one up answer.
Yeah, there's no alarm as well.
No alarm. Where do we finish at the end of the season?
Third.
I love it, mate. I really, really, I've got the same feeling, and I have for a fair while. I hope I haven't put the moz on us. Josh, you have your own podcast at the moment. Tell us a little bit about that and where we can find that.
So I was asked to be on another podcast a couple of weeks back, and it's sort of about about my life as a chef, and it's called Deep in the Weeds podcast. It's available on Apple and Spotify by a guy called Anthony Huckstep. And if you just find my name on there, it tells you about me and my zero waste cooking. So it's a bit of fun. And thanks for the plug. Really means a lot. And the support from you guys as well, that, you know, I truly respect as well.
Well, you got me onto it because I was listening to another chef who had seafood restaurants that I know up on the Gold Coast, and his family came from, you know, no history of seafood and have become seafood moguls around the country. And I loved it. Just the knowing some of those restaurants as well just made it even more awesome, if that makes sense. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you on the podcast. Enjoy the international break. Hope Scotland goes well for you. And yeah, we'll have you on the pod again.
Perfect. Cheers, Paul. Have a good one, and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.